engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community, then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. I'm so excited to be back in studio. I feel like I've been gone so long, but it hasn't been that long. But you know what? What makes my day is my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Hey, Dale, good morning.
How are you doing?
I know we took last Sunday off just with the holiday weekend with Labor Day, and it does feel like we've been gone for quite a few weeks.
That's right.
It's nice to be back in studio, as always, on Sunday morning with you.
You as well.
Thank you. And Joe, good morning.
Good morning. It's a Bills game day. Lots to be excited about.
A Bills game day.
Love it. Happy season opener. Woo.
Lauren has excitement in her voice.
I got my Bills hat on. I'm ready for game day.
I'm
so excited.
I'm not prepared.
And Dale, during preseason, you were the one super excited about the Bills, and especially the first game, you were ready to go. And I was like, pump the brakes a little. It's just preseason. But then they, first time they've ever won all 4 preseason games in franchise history. And here we are, week one, going to play the Jets. Going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Now the real excitement starts.
It does. Yes. It does. It really.
The real players, the players that are going to show up week in and week out for the next, 16 games?
Yeah, 16 weeks.
They're going to test to see what the Bills are made of.
Yeah.
Joe, what do you think?
I'm excited. I think they'll be a little better than last year. I'm not sure if they're going to make the playoffs or not, but they'll be close, that's for sure. But now
I'm feeling a little pessimism there, Joe.
Division title might be out of the question now. It's something that I'm going to get to in my sports update.
Okay.
But maybe they'll be close.
Maybe they'll be close. Okay. Well, Lauren, go ahead.
What do I think about the game today?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. I mean, the Jets are all, they're a division
opponent. Yeah, it's an important
game.
It's a big game. Regardless how you look at it.
But I think the Bills, I really feel that they're in a solid position. I think the coaching's great this year. I think they're focused. They're ready. I think it's going to be a great game. And I think they're going to come out with a win.
Okay. All right.
I got to start being optimistic.
Optimistic. Prediction number one. So Lauren says the Bills win today. I'm going to say the Bills win today. Joe, what do you think?
I'm also going to say the Bills are going to win today.
Okay. So it's unanimous.
Wins all around? Love it.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about sports, I guess that's a great segue for us to talk about what's happening with our sports update.
Thanks, Dale. The Buffalo Bills will take the field this afternoon for their first regular season game as they take on their division rival in the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. Injury report for the Bills, wide receiver Andre Roberts has been ruled out with a quad injury, while tight end Tyler Kroft is listed as doubtful as he's still dealing with a foot injury. The Bills have announced their team captains for the 2019 season: Lorenzo Alexander, Josh Allen, Deion Dawkins, Tremaine Edmonds, Reed Ferguson, and Steven Hauschka will wear the C for the Bills throughout the season. Injury report for the Jets: wide receiver Robbie Anderson is listed as questionable with a calf injury, but is expected to play. and cornerback Jermaine Johnson is also listed as questionable for the Jets. Kickoff is at 1, and you can catch the game over on our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. Around the NFL, yesterday was another drama-filled day surrounding Antonio Brown and the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders released the star wide receiver, and shortly after his release, Brown signed a 1-year, $15 million deal with the New England Patriots. Brown is not eligible to suit up for the Patriots tonight against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The UB Bulls took on Penn State last night and fell 45-13. Freshman quarterback Matt Myers had one touchdown pass along with 245 yards. Over to hockey, the Prospects Challenge began this weekend at Harbor Center in Buffalo. Sabres 2019 7th overall pick Dylan Cousins was cleared to play in the tournament after sustaining a thumb injury at development camp over the summer. The Sabres prospects have won both games thus far. On Friday night, they took down Jack Hughes and the New Jersey Devils 6-4. Dylan Cousins and Henry Yokiharju were given the night off last night against the Bruins, and the Sabres were able to hold on to beat the Bruins by a score of 4-3. Goals from Rasmus Asplund, Victor Olofsson, and a pair of goals from Matei Pekar. The Sabres will look to win the Prospects Challenge for the second consecutive year on Monday, as they are set to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins prospects at 12:30 at Harbor Center, and you can catch that game right here on ESPN 1520. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. Western New York is also brought to you by Forseti Protection Group. Plan, prepare, Forseti. And I think it's so important that we talk about that each and every week, because we live in a society right now where our gun laws do not match the way we want to live and the way we want to feel protected. I think we live in really some challenging times, and there's a lot of legislative changes that are happening. And you can go state to state, and unfortunately, many of our states do not reflect what's happening in the world today. I don't think you should be able to go into a movie theater and be armed.
You know, I've thought about that. Sitting in a movie theater, it's like, what if someone decides to just, you know, do mass shooting here? Like, what do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Do I roll on the ground and climb down and out? Like, it's terrifying. You have to think about those things. I think about it in movie theaters and churches, you know, at an event, like whether you're at like a Bills game or a Sabres game, like any sort of like professional sporting event, there are so many people. And yes, they do a great job with security and making sure everyone, you know, gets in the stadium safely. You go through the metal detectors, but somehow things happen.
So you always
have to be prepared.
It's good that we have a company that's local right here in West New York that can prepare, put those protective measures in place so that both the employer and the employees know what to do in the event of, you know, a set of circumstances. You know, it's tragic as nothing. You know, we can't hide behind, you know, and act like it doesn't exist anymore.
Right. And that's why I think it's so important to be prepared.
Right.
To have a plan in place and just be prepared to protect yourselves in case something happens.
Plan, protect, and Forseti. And their telephone number is 1-855-Forseti, F-O-R-S-E-T-I. That's, again, that's 1-855-Forseti, F-O-R-S-E-T-I. Okay. So let's get to some fun stuff.
Yeah. What is going on in the world of Western New York at work, Dale? What do we have coming up?
Well, we have a lot of exciting things. We have some new business partners that we're working with. Cecilia's Restaurant on Elmwood Avenue. We're going to, each and every week, we're going to showcase, I should say every month, we're going to showcase a restaurant. And we're going to start with Cecilia's. And one of the things that they have going on is they have date night. And they also have, so they're going to start doing deliveries.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. In fact, I was talking to Mark just yesterday. And so they have a new menu coming out. They have a delivery service that they're going to be offering. And we're going to be giving away gift certificates for dinner for two.
Oh, awesome.
So each and every week. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking more and more about that. Stay tuned to West New York at Work and get dinner for two.
Well, can't go wrong.
Also, we're going to be offering some social media management consulting workshops.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Tell me more about that.
Well, social media, let's face it, in today's business climate, it is changing so rapidly.
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
Yeah, we're on radio, but we're also on TV. You and I both have, you know, we go out in the community and record Western New York at Work on the scene.
Yeah, where we go, I love when we do that.
And so, and what has happened, some of the business intelligence that has come across my desk is to say, you know, Dale, why don't you guys do something in the realm of social media? So one of the things that we're going to do, we're going to be able to provide any business with a social media, I hate to say audit page, but it's a comparison page. So if you give us your name, what we can do for you is that we can give you a sheet that shows how your social media is being engaged in comparison mm-hmm. to your competition. So whether you're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever
Twitter.
Twitter, whatever your social media platform is, we're going to be able to show you, give you a report to say, here's how you rank against your competition.
Which is huge. I feel like so many times businesses I look at are even, you know, past guests we've had, they don't have a social media presence. And I feel like this day and age, you need to have that. People, you know, you go to Google, you look it up on Facebook, companies are tweeting, companies are posting pictures to Instagram. You really can get a feel for who a company is and what they do based on their social media presence.
Yes.
And sometimes I think if they don't have a web page or even a social media presence, you're like, is this company legit? Or what's going on here? Are they still open? You know, it makes you really wonder, like, what's going on?
Yes. And it's really going to allow us to be more engaged with our mm-hmm. clients and with our customers that we have. Because each and every week, Lauren, let's face it, we have fun.
You know, we have a blast.
Yes. And our guests come on and they talk about who they are, what they do, what makes their business mm-hmm. unique. And I think it's an opportunity now for us to help them even more so.
Definitely.
You know, not only from what we do here on radio, but to increase their social media presence.
Because that's what we do too, Dale. Every week after the guest is on the show, we share the recorded version of our show on our website, and it's on Western New York at Work's Facebook page. It's on Western New York at Work's Twitter page. It's on Western New York at Work's Instagram page. Excuse me. Yeah. So Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yes.
We're on there, and we're sharing the recorded show for each guest. And if they have that social media presence, we tag them, and it's great. And you know what? I really notice that when our guests have a social media presence, it gets more traction.
It does. Yes.
The show gets more views, more people can hear it. You get more likes, you get more retweets and shares. It's a great way to continue to spread the message of our guests and the companies and their businesses and what they are doing
yes.
within Western New York.
Absolutely. And Lauren, I'm so glad you said that, because one of the things I think is important for us to emphasize, Western New York at Work, the content is about you, the mm-hmm. businesses, the professionals, and who you are and what you do. Yes, we are the brand in the face of Western New York at Work.
And the voice.
And the voice, yes, the voice. But we wouldn't be here today if it weren't for mm-hmm. our many business partners with a shared vision,
right.
the different things that we do. And each and every week, we work tirelessly to help bring, you know, Western New York businesses and professionals in tune with what's out there in the marketplace.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just think social media is it's a free platform.
Yes.
I mean, you can pay to like boost your posts and post advertisements, but a lot of it, majority of what you do is free.
Yeah.
So it's like, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you having a Facebook page, a Twitter page, an Instagram page? I think it's a great opportunity. I know at Staff Buffalo, we've really built our business and do all of our own in-house marketing through our social media platforms.
Yeah, social media, it's like you said, it's free. I think it's pretty easy to use, and I've been running social media accounts for a Sabres brand for years now, and we've gained a ton of traction and following. We have thousands of followers, and it's easy. I think social media, everyone should be on social media, even all the old folks out there.
Yeah, well, Joe, you're absolutely correct, and you know, and so what's going to happen is that Western New York at Work, we're going to be on the front end. So again, we're going to be able to provide any business with a actual report, a comparison report of how they're ranked
mm-hmm.
in comparison to their competition, which
it's
is huge. Okay, if you're looking to grow your business, drive your business forward, guess what? Western New York at Work is the place to start. And lastly, I would like to say we're going to be partnering again with 43 North. The competitions are approaching.
Coming up.
Yes.
In October.
I had a conversation with Alex Gress, who is
yes.
the president and CEO of 43 North. And so more to come on that. I'm just so excited of what we're going to be doing between now and the end of the year.
Yeah. And Alex has been on the show before.
Yes.
Last year, right after the competition, the 43 North competition, we talked a lot about the winners last year. So I'm excited to hear what's going to be coming up this year and see what businesses are are doing their pitches at 4-3 North, and who's going to be the big winner? It's always an exciting time of the year in Western New York, and we're really lucky to have that startup community in Western New York. It just continues to grow and flourish in Western New York, and it's a huge part of the economic development that we're seeing in our area.
Yeah, and speaking of growing, Lauren, let's talk about Staff Buffalo, because you two, as a business owner over at Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo...
Where Buffalo works.
Okay. that was a setup.
I thought, but I wasn't sure. I was like, wait, am I supposed to add something? Oh, yeah, where Buffalo works. Well, that's Buffalo what Staff works. Buffalo
okay.
is.
But in order to work, okay, so Lauren, as a partner with a staffing company, you know, just bring us up to speed.
So Staff Buffalo, we're a full-service professional staffing company. We focus a lot on the direct hire permanent placements, anything from office-level admin up to C-level positions in accounting, finance, legal, human resources, general business operations, sales, marketing, healthcare.
Oh, full gamut.
Full gamut. Okay. Yeah, we do a lot. Our business continues to grow. We've been around 4.5 years now, and it's been fun to kind of, you know, own a business as Western New York continues to evolve and develop and thrive in this city. And right now, what's great for our area is Western New York has the lowest unemployment rate it's had in about 30 years, which is
wow,
which
that's
is great
incredible.
For our area.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. What's not so great is when you're trying to hire someone, everyone's already like snatched up. They're working. They're happily employed. So what are our companies doing when they are trying to find someone to fit their team? Well, a lot of them are coming to Staff Buffalo because they're like, hey, we need help. And we work with a lot of the passive candidates that aren't actively looking for a job. So our recruiters have developed a relationship with these candidates over the years to really understand like their background, what their work experience has been like, what their qualifications are, what they're looking for in their next career move, what kind of culture and organization. Get the really the whole scope so we can match make those candidates with these companies and help them fill their positions.
Okay.
So that's what we do. We talk to candidates all the time and job seekers. Maybe they're unemployed. Maybe they're very happily employed, but thinking about that next step in their career. Our recruiters love to have conversations with candidates and really understand their story about their work experience and what would really make them be excited about a next career opportunity. So that way, when the companies come to us looking to fill positions, we already have like a whole database of candidates that our recruiters can reach out to, have relationships with, and can really match make for the best fit of the organization and the candidate.
One of the things I like about your company is that you are in partnership with many different organizations. And one that comes to mind is BNHRA.
Yep.
Buffalo Niagara Human Resources Association.
Yeah.
They were on the show a couple of weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yes. And, you know, I'm going to ask Joe, I'm going to do an audible. I'm going to do a football move. because they are a critical and very important part of Western New York at work.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're talking about careers, I think if we can, Joe, can we bring up their commercial regarding employment opportunities in terms of who they are and what they
BNHRA,
do?
BNHRA, yeah.
Yes, because I think it's so poignant with what your company does in terms of employment.
Absolutely.
Whether you are a job seeker or an employer, Staff Buffalo being an HRA, it's the place to start if you're mm-hmm. looking for career opportunities in Buffalo.
Definitely Staff Buffalo and Buffalo Niagara Human Resources Association. The human resources professionals are a lot of times the ones doing the hiring.
Okay.
So they're a great organization to check out too.
Let's find out a little bit more about who they are and what they do.
Hi, this is Tiffany Dillon, president of the Buffalo Niagara Human Resource Association, also known as BNHRA, which is Western New York's local chapter of the Society for Human Resource Management, which represents over 300,000 plus HR professionals in 165 countries. The BNHRA has local networking, education, mentoring, professional development, job postings, and volunteer opportunities, just to name a few. SHRM also has national, global, and state opportunities to connect HR professionals via social media, education, conferences, resources, and tools and advocacy for the business and HR professionals, regardless of the size of your company. As a BNHRA member, you will be able to stay ahead of the rapidly changing HR field and attend monthly networking meetings, events, and post jobs for your organization. If you are interested in learning more about the Buffalo Niagara HR Association, please feel free to check out our website at bnhra.org or follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Twitter.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. And today we are really talking about where Western New York at Work is going, the partnerships that we have with many different companies, whether you're on the security and protection side with you know, I guess getting in touch with today's society, the different restaurants that we have relationships with, and definitely career opportunities, you know what, AKA jobs. And if you're looking for a career, you know what, you go to Staff Buffalo, where
Buffalo works.
Where Buffalo works. I love it. So you were on it that time.
I was ready for it this time. Okay. I was to keep be on my toes, Dale.
Yes.
Sometimes I never know what you're going to throw at me, but
I never know what
I'm going to
do. Yes. That's why I said, okay, we're going to do an audible.
That's why we're a good team.
Joel's looking at me like, okay, what?
Well, now he's like, what's the next audible?
Okay, no more audibles, but we will pick up the ball and really continue the conversation about career opportunities. Recently, or I should say over the last several months, I've read different articles about IT careers in Buffalo, whether it's M&T Bank looking to hire X number of individuals, or IBM, which I haven't seen any proof of that. You know, so I saw the announcement, but that was it. But you work more closely with finding career opportunities for individuals in that IT sector.
Well, we are partnered. We have a new program that we are excited to be a part of at Staff Buffalo. It's called the Western New York WozTech Pipeline. And the goal of the WozTech Pipeline is to train and retain IT talent right here in Western New York. So we are partnered with another company called Emergence Tech Group. They do a lot of IT recruiting and web development. And two gentlemen, John Livesey and Jim Klubeck, who were responsible for bringing the WOZ educational platform to Western New York. So WOZ is short for Steve Wozniak, who's one of the founders of Apple. He has an educational platform. And a lot of it is, it's like an online boot camp. It's coding, it's web development. And so we actually have a training class going through right now. They do 480 hours of online training, and we offer professional development. So it's a really a layered program to help these people, the candidates, if they want a career in IT, maybe they took IT courses at BOCES in high school, or maybe they're just someone who just has a knack for IT and they do their own coding online, but they need that professional training. WozTech Pipeline is something that will help them get the training that they need online, and then we offer professional development for them. So it's resume workshops, interview workshops, networking, personal branding, professional work skills, life skills, and then help partner with companies in Western New York. Independent Health, for example, is one of our partner companies, to get them internships and then ultimately have them get jobs within IT in Western New York.
So whether you're new to wanting to start your career, or you are a mature professional looking to upgrade your skills,
this is
a place to go.
Absolutely. And it's anyone too. If someone's maybe been in a career and they want to transition, they want to move into the IT space, the Western New York WozTech Pipeline is definitely something to check out, because there are people who maybe are transitioning careers and they see the need for IT jobs. They see the potential there. IT is only going to get bigger and bigger. It's already a big part of business and part of companies. But as IT becomes something we rely on more and more companies need IT professionals. And so that's a great way for them to gain the background, the knowledge behind coding and web development, and then get the on-site training skills through internships and then ultimately land a job here.
So let's look at a scenario, because, you know, technology is constantly changing. So let's just say I'm an individual that has worked in IT, has some background in telecommunications in terms of understanding, that piece of it. I have A+ or Network Plus certification, but I haven't utilized it. But now I'm hungry to get back into the industry.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to start. I need help. My resume doesn't even reflect
that
skill set.
Yeah, and that's huge. Because I know, how's someone supposed to know you're an IT professional? Like, you need to have that on your resume for sure. But definitely check out woztechpipeline.com. It's WOZTECHPIPELINE.com. woztechpipeline.com. You'll find more information on the program there. And you can reach out to us if you have questions about maybe if it's the right fit for you, if it's going to make sense for that career transition. Brian Lehman of ETG, who is Western New York's top technologist, according, won several awards for that. He is part of our program. And Brian is great at identifying talent and helping you maybe navigate if this would be the right program for you based on your goals and what you want to do. So we can definitely, one of us can reach out. If you reach out to us, you can get in touch with one of us to really talk through if the program makes sense for what you're looking for.
Okay. Well, Buffalo, you've been listening to West New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. You know, today's show has been incredible. Always the fastest show in radio history. If you're looking for a career, you go to Staff Buffalo. If you want to grow your business, you listen to Dale and Lauren. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the Bills game.
And go Bills.
Go Bills. Woo! And we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.